3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's warm. It's 90, and humidity is definitely a factor for everyone. But worst that we're going to be dealing with, it's going to be uncomfortable for sure. Sure. May have some of that tropical storm kicking up a little more in the way of winds or rain, but nothing that begins to compare, thank God, to what folks in Texas are going through. I can't even conceive of it. And you look at the victims. There's little kids, little girls at a camp. That's not all of them, please. Let's be very clear. There are a lot of other folks who have lost their lives, but that's where so much of the attention is focused, as it should be. Can you imagine for a second being a mom or a dad in that situation? It's just not the way it's supposed to work, right? I mean, you and I, as moms and dads, we're not supposed to be burying our kids. So this is a difficult one. It really is. It's a difficult situation. I mean, all I can say and have said since I first started hearing about it is pray for Texas. I don't believe in prayer. All right, well, then just think something nice. I'm not here for an argument, you know? Well, you know, can you prove? I can't prove anything to you, and I'm not interested in proving anything to you. I'm just saying, if you got a whole slew of little kids that died, maybe just be a decent person and think, huh, well, that's bad. I mention that because I'm looking at some of the ways that this absolute tragedy is being turned into a political issue for some of the crazy people on the left. I don't understand. I really don't. I don't understand how anyone who's a decent person, and maybe that's the problem, is that we don't find a lot of decent people amongst the ranks of the leftists. But decent people don't take this and turn it into a political issue right away. But that is what's happened. And it's really sad to see. It's really, really sad to see. There are some, well, they're not positives, but there's been some differing reaction, which is okay. There was a pediatrician, you saw this, I hope, if you're with me on Facebook, then you saw it, and at either one of the Facebooks, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, or Jeff Katz Radio Katz on Facebook. I put Radio Katz up there. I know, I do a lot of other stuff. That's what people say, oh, you shouldn't do that. I got a bunch of different Facebook presences, and you can find whichever one you want, but the one that says Radio Katz is this one. There was a pediatrician who posted something so vile and so disgusting. You just have to think about this woman's depravity. Dr. Christina B. Probst is her name. Here's what she wrote. Quote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters and pets be safe and dry. She's a pediatrician in Houston, not too far from where the flooding is, but she then follows it up by saying Kerr County MAGA voted to put to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts. Wow. What a disgusting thing to say. I guess she is a pediatrician, Dr. Probst. She is a pediatrician. However, her employer in Houston has announced she is no longer employed there. Makes sense to me. I mean, would you take your kid to a pediatrician knowing that's what she thought was appropriate? I do remember having to take our kids when they were little kids into a pediatrician, and one of the questions that this pediatrician asked, and he did make the mistake of asking it while I was there. He said, do you have any guns in your house? And my response was, why would you like to know? Well, we're concerned about safety issues. Oh. I said, will there be any further questions? No, that's actually the last question on my list. Oh. Well, let me suggest to you then, Doc, that on your list, if you're really concerned about safety hazards for my children, you can ask about the guns. I will allow you to do that, but I also will demand and expect and demand again that you ask questions about whether we have a swimming pool. Because way more kids are injured and are killed as a result of swimming pool interactions. You're going to need to ask us about poisons in the house and whether they are secure. You're going to have to ask us about knives. You're going to have to ask us about tripping hazards. You're going to, oh, no, we only ask about the guns. I said, well, that's fine. Then we'll be going somewhere else. And it was apparently the very first time that anyone had said that to this particular pediatrician. And then his, you know, it's just the insurance asks, we have to ask it. I understand your argument here, sir. But if, in fact, you're going to pretend, because that's what you're doing. You're pretending at that point. You're pretending you give a crap about my kid's safety. Because if you really cared about my kid's safety, you'd be asking about all of these other issues that we can show you statistically cause way more injuries and fatalities than the aforementioned firearms. And you can still ask about the firearms, but you and I both know. I mean, I went on a tirade like I was delivering a speech somewhere. I said, but you and I both know that the reason you're asking that question is because your professional group, the AMA, has decided they are against firearms. Let's just call it what it is. And given all of that, if you're going to continue with this, we will go somewhere else. That's all. Thankfully, this pediatrician down in Houston has now been fired. Will she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I don't know. Should she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I'll tell you what, I'm not taking my kids to see her. If I have kids that, you know, that are going to see a pediatrician, just not going to do that. Bigger question, I suppose, at this point, the one that I'm curious about, and I want to throw it out there to you. Should she lose her license to practice medicine? Is this enough for the Texas Medical Board? I looked them up. They're real. The Texas Medical Board is what it's called. Should the Texas Medical Board revoke her license? To me, it's a terrible thing to say that you would try and take away anyone's income, right? I mean, I don't want that to happen for anybody. I don't. But this is a different sort of a thing. We're not saying, well, she can never work in the office filing papers again, right? I mean, I guess you can have any opinion you want if that's your job, or you're selling widgets and you're not really talking about how you feel about this or that. But you're talking about a position which demands moms and dads, essentially, for a couple of moments anyway, turn over the health and welfare of their kids to you. Should you be allowed to practice as a pediatrician? Do me a favor, moms and dads, 833-804-1140. That is the phone number for the James, or the number rather for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. What do you say? I'm curious to know. I'm torn on this. I'm happy. I hate to say it, but I am happy that you lost your job as a pediatrician in that pediatrics practice. Should she lose her ability to practice as a pediatrician? Maybe it's just for a year. Maybe you suspend the license for a year and she learns a lesson from it. I don't know. But what do you think? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. I'm going to tell you that Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. Carl Carlson, my financial planner, my financial advisor from Carlson Financial. He'll be here at 4:35. By the way, Carl was right. I was getting another statement today from Fidelity, two statements, in fact, and I couldn't wait. I didn't wait for Carl this time. I just opened him up, and I'm happy I did, but I'll report that to Carl. Oh, and Chris Beach. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have our Funding Fathers campaign underway right now. We're trying to crown the winner of the 10th anniversary competition for the father figure. Team Cats has been assembled. Let me tell you, we got some superstars on our team, but Chris is going to give you the details on how you can help out Team Cats to, well, we're always trying to raise the most money, right? I mean, that's just something we're trying to do, but this is a team effort. Collectively, we're trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. This year, instead of the diamond, we're doing it over at the Robin Center at University of Richmond. And we've got basketball-style jerseys. We got a lot of good stuff. So Chris will be with us at 5:35. Tell me, should this pediatrician, Dr. Probst, Dr. Christina Probst from Houston, Texas, should she lose her license to practice medicine, given what she said about the children, the victims of these floods? You tell me. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz. Oh, that's me. News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. That is Rich Herrera, hosts Richmond's Morning News. I'm going to be hanging out with him tomorrow morning, 735. Want to make sure that you tune in for that. I got a few suggestions for Rich and for Riggs. I also, we'll get to this a little bit later. I know we're in the middle of stuff that's just so kind of downbeat. I don't want to get to all the fun stuff now because it would seem very much out of character. But I do have a really good suggestion for Rich. And we'll talk about it a little bit later today. I promise you that. Jimmy Galliano is going to be along at 3:35. Always, always fascinating. Chatting with Jimmy. Jimmy's just brilliant, and his life of service to this nation is just about without compare. Graduate of West Point, service as an infantry officer, unbelievable training, and then retiring as a supervisory special agent from the FBI. Oh, and he continues to serve. He served a couple of terms as mayor in the town where he lives, and he's now working towards completing his doctoral degree. Yeah, right, exactly. You're right. A slacker. Total, complete slacker. He'll be with us at 3:35. So I'm curious. You heard the comments from Dr. Christina Probst, who is a pediatrician licensed in the state of Texas. She had, prior to the sharing of this atrocious series of comments, she had been a pediatrician practicing in something called Bluefish Pediatrics in Houston. They have fired her. Should she lose her license to practice? That's my question to you. 804 says, hey, Jeff, when anybody discriminates against their fellow human beings for simply having a different point of view or political leaning, it is disgusting. There is no cure. And it indicates she has serious, serious issues. Should not be allowed anywhere near children. Makes me sick to my core. We love you, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. Jim and Deb also pointed out, I love you too, Jim and Deb. They also pointed out she's a physician. She swore an oath to first do no harm. Then she publicly announces her glee at the death of dozens, if not hundreds, of folks. Yeah. Another 804 says, Jeff, she took the Hippocratic Oath. Yes, she needs to go. This doctor would be as bad as taking your child to the kindly Dr. Ralph Northam. She has TDS and there is no cure. Everybody remember Ralph Northam? Sam from Chesterfield reminds us. Ralph Northam was a pediatrician. Germ, what was his most famous comment?
I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So,
a discussion. You know, hey, you want to keep the baby or you want to kill him? Well, what else are you going to discuss?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Well, that's exactly correct. It's outrageous, isn't it? Absolutely outrageous. Jeff, fake news is busy and vicious trying to blame Donald Trump for the flood that formed in 1 hour. Yeah. Well, even the Associated Press, hardly a member of our vast right-wing conspiracy, even they acknowledge that the staff at all of the National Weather Service places in Texas responsible for this, they all had double staffing. So they can try and blame Elon Musk and Doge and Donald Trump, which is disgusting. Or they could take a moment, shut their flipping mouths, say a prayer for those little kids and their families. I know which one I chose. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. You need more than that? All right, it's Monday. It's 90 degrees. We are in central Virginia during the summer, which means that every single solitary day there is the chance for thunderstorms. Are we or are we not going to get hit with some of this tropical storm kind of left over in North Carolina? I don't know. They've certainly received a lot of rain. Thank God there hasn't been a big amount of damage down there, but they're certainly dealing with some of that, and you and I may be dealing with that as well. We've got a lot that we are going to be discussing as we head through the next couple of moments. We may or may not have our pal Jimmy Galliano with us. I'm texting him as we speak. We'll see. He may not. You know, Jeremy, just occurred to me, he's also got he's got a bunch of his lovely grandkids visiting him. So he might either be busy or so exhausted he's taking a nap. Yeah, you know, at his advanced age with grandchildren and all that, that could be a thing. So if we do get him, Jimmy's younger than I am. Yeah, if we do get him, then we'll get to him. If we don't get him, Germ, let's leave him alone, because I can almost guarantee you that what he's doing is playing with his grandkids, and I am not going to be responsible for taking anybody away from that. You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah, I mean it's fine, Germ. But again, let's don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. We'll get him if we get him. All right, so all of that being said, there are a number of other things that that we are dealing with. I do remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I do have a suggestion. I've been looking back at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and I know that Rich Herrera in the mornings has been asking people for all sorts of food suggestions, like restaurants to go to. And I made a couple, but it just occurred to me this weekend, if you really, honestly want to experience summertime in Central Virginia, and you want your son to experience the culinary aspect of that, then what you need to do is get yourself a Hanover tomato and a jar of Duke's mayonnaise and introduce one to the other and then sit back and enjoy, right? Is there really anything better than that? I posted on Facebook over the weekend that I was doing that. We had this beautiful Hanover tomato, and I decided that I would do what I have learned to love to do, and that is to eat it. We had started with the first crop of Hanover tomatoes last week that we got at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I don't recall which one, it must have been Saturday. I think it was Saturday. She went for her hike, and she passed a farm stand. Gray's Produce Farm, and she got a whole bunch of other Hanover tomatoes, and so there you go. That's what I did. So I'm just saying to Rich in the mornings, man, you can go and do all of the restaurant stuff while your son is visiting. That's great. I mean, he'll enjoy all of it, but you do need, again, a Hanover tomato, a container of Duke's, and then you get yourself to introduce each to the other. But I mentioned that, man, people started weighing in, because if you're going to talk about making it into a sandwich, now we're into a whole different segment of the world. It's a little bit, I think about it, it's a little bit like putting, I don't know, tartar sauce on your hush puppies. It's delicious, but it just doesn't occur to you right away. But once it does, then you're set. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, has apparently handed those grandbabies back to their kids. Good for him. And he's got a couple of moments for us. Grandpa, welcome, my friend.
Jeffrey, I see what you did there with the hush puppies and the tartar sauce. And that is my Jake's Place mainstay. And first of all, let me apologize, because super producer Jeremy tried to reach out to me. I was in the wrong part of the house, Jeff. My house was built in 1890, and there are parts of here that refuse to accept Wi-Fi.
I love it. I love it. Never, never, ever a worry. That is the least of anybody's concerns. We appreciate, though, that you ventured back to the other part of your estate where they do have the Wi-Fi and the...
My estate. I live on a quarter of an acre here in the People's Republic of New York, Jeff. It's not much of an estate.
Well, you are here. That is the important part, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of stuff going on in the public sector, in the public safety world, in the law enforcement world. What are you seeing? And I need to know your perspective on what's developed in the city of New York. I know you're not in New York City, but you had this Eric Adams, and I can remember us talking years ago about this, not necessarily the A-list with Eric Adams, but then this primary between the disgraced former governor and the America Jew-hating communist. What are you people doing up there? Are you just trying to kill off New York City?
Well, remember, Jeff, let's just clarify this. I live in upstate New York. New York is a vastly different state than the city of 8.4 million people, even though we do love New York City. But yes, Jeff, I figured we'd be talking about three things today. We'd be talking about the Epstein files, which I know we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah.
I figured we'd be talking about the New York City mayoral race, which yep. We'll do first. And then, Jeff, I think it's time that we moved on to Atlanta Falcons football, because baseball, for all intents and purposes, is wrapped up for this season.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. Well, I will do my best to get you into a football mindset as soon as possible. So, but start with these crazy people in New York City. Really?
Yeah.
Do they just want the city to shut down? They want everybody to go away?
So I know down in Central Virginia, folks down there kind of keep an eye peeled to see what is going on in New York State and in New York City.
Yeah.
New York City, even for those of us who live just an hour outside of it, Jeff, we never cease to be amazed by what's going on. So for the uninitiated or those who haven't been following along closely, New York City just had their primary for the mayor's race. Now, Eric Adams, who is the current mayor, and these are four-year terms, was forced to run in this election, which will happen in November, as an independent, because the Democrat Party has gone so far left in New York City. And, Jeff, I think what's important to understand, too, is New York State is actually a red state. I know that sounds crazy to say that. But when you take out New York City, which is 8.4 million people, Westchester County, Buffalo, and maybe Albany, the vast majority of the state hews more to the, you know, right of center side. It's just the fact that these urban areas, like in many states, unfortunately control the narrative. So a young man by the name of Zohran Mamdani, he was born in Uganda. To parents, I think his His mother was a director in Bollywood in India.
Okay.
His father is he came from a family of I guess the term today is of privilege.
Right.
He has basically been a two-term state assemblyman up in Albany, and Jeff, the things that he says, I mean, it's easy, and I know it happens all the time where we want to put people into boxes, and, you know, somebody's kind of on the left, and we say, okay, well, they're a Marxist.
Right.
No, this guy is a Marxist. He has said some things that it's not socialism, because he's registered as a Democrat socialist. It's communism. I mean, seizing the means of production. He has ideas that are antithetical to capitalism. And Jeff, the sad thing is he's only been in this country for a few years. And unfortunately, much of the Democratic Party right now is so beholden to this far left fringe. Here's a person that came here, was afforded every opportunity. And Jeff, if this guy gets elected in November, it is going to spell a death knell for the city of New York. And I don't say that in overly hyperbolic fashion, because I believe that many of the people that can leave will leave. And unfortunately, yep, the folks, the poor and the middle class that can't leave are going to be forced to endure him.
Well, he's going to have government-run supermarkets. What could possibly,
sure,
go wrong with that? If only there was some, I don't know, shred of history somewhere where people had... All right, so you've got Eric Adams running as an independent, but you have,
yep,
Cuomo, I think, is running as an independent. They can't both do it. You got Curtis Sliwa, still with the Red Beret, running as a Republican. Is anybody going to say, look, knucklehead, just like the Three Stooges, bang their heads together and look, only one of you can run, pick somebody, we all get behind you, and we stop the lunatic?
I think that's what's ultimately going to happen. And Jeff, you know as well as I do, you've been following politics and commenting on politics for a long time. You know that in politics, you know, a year can happen in a single week.
Yeah.
I do believe that the forces against this far left Marxist, and that's not exaggeration to say that, will coalesce. And by coalescing, I mean some folks are going to have to drop out of this race. You mentioned Curtis Sliwa. He's the guy that started the Guardian Angels back in the 1970s when New York City was a dystopian hellscape, and it wasn't safe to walk the streets after about 7 o'clock at night. You couldn't ride the subways, and he founded the Guardian Angels. Is he equipped to win in New York City? No. Jeff, here's the problem. I mean, New York City, I think, has got about 4 million registered voters in this election. And again, it was just a primary election.
Right.
But I want to say 400,000 of them showed up. And because they used ranked choice voting, that's what gave Mamdani the edge, because the Democratic machine that is shooing far more left than the Democratic Party of our dads.
Yep.
What happens is they not only told people to vote for Mamdani, they told them not to rank people like, you know, Andrew Cuomo. And look, you know, I have a relationship with Chris Cuomo, who's Andrew's brother. Chris,
yep,
you know, does TV for News Nation. I've known him a long time, since our CNN days.
Yep.
But Andrew Cuomo is not the future of the Democrat Party. So I think your political instincts are correct. I think what's going to happen is Andrew Cuomo will probably be talked out of running, which is his choice to make one way or the other. If Curtis Sliwa stays in, it makes it difficult. But I think the least worst choice right now, and that's a sad thing to say about an election, the least worst choice is Eric Adams.
Fair enough. Another reason why many of us sit back and say, yep, don't live in New York. Now, let's move on to Mr. Epstein. Jimmy, I shave every morning with Occam's razor, and I get it. Everybody loves a good conspiracy. For a lot of people, it is far better than connubial relations. But that being said, does this one stink to high heaven, or is there really much ado about nothing?
Jeff, I agree with you. I shave with the same razor that you do. I mean, Occam's razor, which says, you know, choose the simplest solution, choose the most obvious one. You know, don't look too deep into things and try to come up with some type of conspiracy theory. I think what's troubling to folks right now is this, Jeff. We all understand that Jeffrey Epstein was an awful human being, and Ghislaine Maxwell, his madam, if you will, who brought these, you know, underage girls out to his island and to his penthouse in New York City, and basically was guilty and was convicted of human trafficking, is an awful human being. The problem is that people like Pam Bondi, who's, you know, the attorney general right now, as well as Kash Patel, the current director of the FBI, you know, in the past have made statements about, you know, this list, this infamous Epstein's list is going to be released, and you're going to be shocked, and it's going to send reverberations, you know, throughout the country. Right. And then now to say, and to step out and say, well, it doesn't exist. You know, I always say to people, it's like when you hear people running for things, or, you know, you hear politicians talking about things, it's very different from when you're actually on the inside doing the work. And I was always circumspect about what to expect from this. But I think the run up to this, the pumping it up, the stoking everyone's ire, the anticipation, and, you know, now to come in and say, well, there's nothing there. I'm not disagreeing that there may be nothing there. I don't believe that a list exists. Mm-hmm. However, to have told people that all this stuff was going to be released and you're going to be shocked and just you wait, and then to come out and say, okay, we've got a video of the prison cell to prove that he didn't hang, there was no foul play and he hung himself, but we don't have any Epstein's list, quote unquote. Jeff, that's a tough thing, I think, for people who fundamentally distrust the government to take sitting down.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Tell all of us, law enforcement, legal defense fund. And let me remind everybody before you even do that, our friend Jimmy Galliano, who's just like two of the best guys that I know, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joins us every Monday. We talk about a wide variety of things, but he is on the board of directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and I refuse to have him on the program if, in fact, he doesn't address that. So, Jimmy, this is, you know, it's like your cover charge, man.
Jeff, I always appreciate it. So the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is it's an organization that basically protects and defends and advocates for law enforcement officers that were unjustly accused of crimes. And, you know, we've seen this, you know, especially during the era of the George Soros funded progressive prosecutors. We've seen police officers and law enforcement officers at the state and federal level that were charged with crimes that they're not guilty of. We've seen this happen time after time after time again. So the organization helps families and helps the police officers that are unjustly accused by paying their litigation fees and help put food on the table for folks that have been either fired or have been suspended without pay. And your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and can actually read some of these stories. Jeff, some of them, and I know you've been to that website many times and looked at these cases, some of them are truly heartbreaking cases, and cases where you go, I can't understand how anybody could have charged a police officer for doing their job in this way. So thank you for always backing the blue, Jeff, and thank you for always giving me an opportunity to kind of put out there about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund.
Absolutely. You know, and you know what, Jimmy, next week, why don't you, if you don't mind, pick one of those and let's talk, you know, spend a little more time on that. Let's be able to focus on that. And I want to leave you on a high note, brother, because, you know, we love you. If it makes you feel better, and it should, the Red Sox are not all that far off from what's the team in Atlanta? The Braves. Yeah, I mean, we're both sucking wind at this point. And if you're on board, I would love to have you join me. I've decided I will now be a fan of the Savannah Bananas, and that's it.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, the Savannah Bananas have brought a lot of joie de vie to baseball, and it's amazing how they sell out every place that they go to, and that sounds like that sounds like a plan. Your Red Sox are doing a little bit better than my Atlanta Braves are doing, Jeff, but there's still some season left. But, boy, it looks like the Galliano family may be moving on to professional football here pretty soon.
Go Falcons. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Absolutely one of the best. And we always love having him here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.